Today's stuff is Maseches Bava Metzia and Daf Ches, our opening Mishnah, all the way back on the Beis, which our Gemara begins to discuss, taught a case where two people were arguing over ownership of an animal. They were riding on this animal. One, Zeh Omer Kula Shali, Zeh Omer Kula Shali. Each one is claiming that the animal belongs to them. With oath, and the whole Mishnah gives a discussion. Yachloku, that's the decision that is made that we learn about in the later half of the Mishnah. They will split this animal. On Amud Aleph of Ardaf, the Gemara explains how that splitting actually works. What are the mechanics? That if it is a kosher animal, we slaughter it and we split the meat between them. But we do not kill a behemah tmea. We do not kill an animal that is not a kosher animal to split its meat, because its meat cannot be eaten. And therefore, it has way less value than an animal that remains alive. Therefore, the decision is made. The yachloku, in this case, the way that we split it, is to sell the whole live behemah tmea, this animal while it's alive, as is, and split the earnings from the sale. So it's a little bit of a difference. You have to ask the question, what kind of animal is it? And then we can decide how the split actually takes place. It's also the case, however, that the value of the behemah tahora is just one of the results of this setup. That kosher animal, it actually gets diminished, because if you talk about what would have a higher value, selling the animal whole or selling the animal or splitting the meat of the animal after it's been slaughtered. So that value has actually been diminished when it's slaughtered, and nevertheless, it is clear in the Gemara, one of the two parties may request the animal to be physically split. Let's try to unpack and understand why one's claim would be stronger than the other. It's an important concept as the foundation for a tshuva that the Truma Sedeshin of Isser line has in Chelek Aleph, Simen Shin Lamed Vav, and it eventually made its way into the Shulchan Aruch itself. He was approached by Reuven and Shimon. They jointly owned a property, and Reuven wanted to break up the partnership. So he intended to put up a wall between the two halves of the house, split the house in half. He would live in one half, and Shimon could do what he wants, but he wanted the actual property. Shimon agreed to breaking up the partnership, but he was against having a physical wall installed. Instead, Shimon was pushing for selling the whole house and splitting the earnings. Putting up a wall, in Shimon's view, would actually devalue each half of the house, because a large house would have many more potential buyers than a small house. So we have, therefore, two contrasting claims. Shimon is not prepared to split up the property as it will cause him a loss, while Reuven wants to keep the physical space that is his. He is, after all, a legitimate part owner. So who should the Trumas Hadeshin side with? So we see from today's daf that if the monetary loss incurred via splitting the shared item is negligible, we're talking there about the cow, the behemah, the animal that was kosher, we split up the meat. So Reuven would have the stronger claim to split, put a wall down the middle and receive his section. But if it were to be significant, meaning the monetary loss that Shimon would incur, Shimon's claim would be stronger because he's going to lose a lot of money from putting up a wall. And therefore, we need to figure out a minimum tolerable amount of monetary loss beyond which we wouldn't split the item. So Truma Sedeshin concluded that if the value would go down by more than one-fifth of what it would be if they would sell it as is, one party may not force the other to do a physical split, and this is actually brought lahalacha by the Rama in Choshen Mishpat Kuf Ayin Aleph Siv Hei. In contrast to this, because this isn't the only way to look at the issue, the Chatam Sofer in Charles Tshuvas Choshen Mishpat Simin Yud Beis held that heirs of a property, Yorshim, let's say the big home is inherited by the family, five children, whatever it is, they're not like business partners, says the Chatam Sofer. They don't have a type of ownership over the entire property. We say each one has a percentage of that entire property. It doesn't work that way when it comes to heirs. It's more as if they already have a quote-unquote wall splitting up the property, and it's the lower value, whatever the value is of that section that they are inheriting, that's already the starting value that they would get. And therefore, when it comes to heirs, when it comes to Yorshim, they can't fight against not splitting it up.